So that's that's great. It's great to hear about, you know, the reasons behind setting the group up.
That's right, because that
and how
was
it came to be.
And if you look at you, I mean, I've never seen all those aims written out as you've got there. You've got all sorts of. I didn't realise we were as formal as that, but those came. Those are ideas that came to us. I mean, the talks were very informative, helpful, sort of thing. Because none of us, when we all came, we didn't know one another. There's hardly a village girl in it. It was mostly
the blow-ins.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I mean, and that first line there, to give you an idea, those three were all local. This one came from, Audrey Cousins came from Stoke, Pam Cam came from upcountry, Voot, Agar, and Coker, and some of these were the people who carried on. I didn't go on. By then I was teaching. My husband was teaching. I got three girls who were going through primary school, secondary school, public exams. I did a lot in the village still, but I didn't do that. That kept going in a different way, and I think they've only COVID stopped them.
Yes, so I think half a dozen members met up until 2020.
Yes,
every month they had a meal together, and Betty Applin was one of those.
Yes, Betty Applin.
Yes.
And also at one time, Anne Jones, Ursula Kirkland, Betty Applin, Pat Agar, if she was around. She even came because they moved up near Bristol, and I think she came sometimes. Christine Good, no, she moved away. She died by this time. Even by the time that certainly that they set up the other situation, some people had moved away or had died, or it wasn't. And by now, quite a few have died. You know, so that was that, right?
You mentioned the talks that
yes.
the Modern Wives organised. Do you remember any of those or?
No. No, I saw the list. You put the list down.
List on the website. So it seemed very wide ranging.
Very wide range.
From
practical.
Financial management, flower arranging,
right.
Hairdressing.
Yes, there are all
women's
sorts of
rights.
Well, if you think about it, as young mothers and young wives, who at that time were perhaps more geared to their we didn't go out to work for a start. Many of us. We gradually, I mean, I was one of the first that went back teaching. If we had something like that, you're a bit inclined to go back to it, like Brenda. Gradually people, A, the money was very useful, and B, it was a bit wider life than just being at home, particularly once the children were at school. You know, you had all day to yourself. Wasn't like one of us who'd left our friends and families,
she was born in the village,
cousins and all that sort of thing.
I think because she was lived a bit more on the edge of the village.
And that would be typical of what somebody might feel if they were local here. That because she lived opposite Grange Park, something to do with
Gardeners' Cottages. Some of the cottages for the gardeners for the estate.
That's right. Yes. That was an estate, and it was also the lodge.
Yes.
So, and the other one is down at the bottom end, just off the main road from Newton to Tynemouth. Anyhow, so yes, so that's we needed, and had a cup of tea and a talk, and there were a smaller group of us. Who we started up a coffee morning between us, and we just used to every coffee morning somebody would say every Wednesday, right, my place next week, and you'd all go there next week, and there was no rota, and from that came babysitting group, and we took it in turns. Have you got any news of that? But everything started really from this, from the people that you met and the connections from Modern Wives. That's where it went. It wasn't from the church, except as far as Father Jones, was it Ingram or Jones? I can't remember if it was Jones or Ingram. Anyhow, would go, but nothing else. Women's Institute.
That's the impression I got from Betty, that so many things started from the Modern Wives, so the play group that was set up in the village, and she started. The scouts via members of the Modern Wives.
I'll tell you who asked her to do it. Over there, there was a man called Warren who, when the Congo, was it the Congo War? What was it? It was in the Congo, and he was sending lorries out, as they've been doing to Moldova and various places, and his wife. He started the scouts, and I think the guides were already going, and the Brownies and guides were already there, carrying on from local people who'd been doing it. But he started the scouts, and he got his wife to take on the cubs, and his wife, I've forgotten a Christian who I knew so well. It's gone. She invited Betty. So, you know,
so many
of
connections
from that, the tentacles spread out, if you see what I mean, which is what
it was for,
a fellowship or a society, any sort of society set up, should be. Shouldn't be. Now, I haven't gone in for something up there that started, it happens at the cafe up at the top here.
Is it Ladies Probus?
That's right, yes, because of course there's and I haven't started that because, to tell you the truth, I don't, that's a bit of a hike up there, and I stopped driving, gave the car up last October, so I don't do anything now unless I'm taken, really, because even going down the hill is a problem. And going down is easy in one way, but going up, I have no heart and lungs problems, but my mobility is more under control going up. So I could go up there, but then I'd have to come back down again.
Yeah.
See, because I lived at such an unsuitable place
in the middle of a hill
for a nearly 90-year-old. Because I'm 90 in July, you see. Oh, anyhow,